November 24, Honesty in Business Practices. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12:11. The servants of God are obliged to be more or less connected with the worldly by business transactions, but they should buy and sell with the realization that the eye of God is upon them. No false balances or deceitful weights are to be used, for these are an abomination to the Lord. In every business transaction, a Christian will be just what he wants his brethren to think he is. His course of action is guided by underlying principles. He does not scheme, therefore he has nothing to conceal, nothing to gloss over. He may be criticized, he may be tested, but his unbending integrity will shine forth like pure gold. He is a blessing to all connected with him, for his word is trustworthy. He is a man who will not take an advantage of his neighbor. He is a friend and benefactor to all, and his fellow men put confidence in his counsel. A truly honest man will never take advantage of weakness or incompetency in order to fill his own purse. He accepts a fair equivalent for that which he sells. If there are defects in the article sold, he frankly tells his brother or his neighbor, although by so doing he may work against his own pecuniary interest. In all the details of life, the strictest principles of honesty are to be maintained. These are not the principles which govern our world, for Satan, deceiver, liar, and oppressor, is a master, and his subjects follow him and carry out his purposes. But Christians serve under a different master, and their actions must be wrought in God, irrespective of all selfish gain. Deviation from perfect fairness in a business deal may appear as a small thing in the estimation of some, but our Savior did not thus regard it. His words on this point are plain and explicit. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10. In the Christian world today, fraud is practiced to a fearful extent. God's commandment-keeping people should show that they are above all these things. The dishonest practices which mar the dealing of man with his fellow man should never be practiced by one who professes to be a believer in present truth. Letter 3, November 24, 1878, to Brother O., a call porter given to questionable business practices.